This is Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights with Dwayne Goodell from Optimum Wealth LLC. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights with Dwayne Goodell.
Hello, and welcome back to Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights. My name's Dwayne Goodell from Optimum Wealth, LLC. If you'd like more information about what you hear during the show, give us a call at 603-357-2254 or visit us online at optfinancial.com. And while you're at the website, click on the resources page, podcasts, and check out our past shows. And you can subscribe to the shows on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, or Spotify. As a financial service professional, I encourage my clients to view turning 50 as one of their most important birthdays, because the half century mark may be the ideal time to re-examine your current financial strategy to determine how likely it is to provide you with your preferred retirement lifestyle. Many financial service professionals also consider 50 to be an important year, because if you are on a stable course towards retirement, you may still have time to adjust your financial strategy and move forward with better odds of achieving your financial goals. An AARP article, 10 Retirement Planning Mistakes People Make at 50, provides some info that I find really interesting and also excited to share today. So it first explains that you may want to plan to leave your job before the common retirement age of roughly age 65, whether by your own choice or circumstance. The article references a 2022 study by the Employee Benefits Research Institute that revealed 47% of people end up retiring sooner than they'd hoped. The fact of the matter is, if you lose your job while you're in your 60s, it may be very hard to find a new one, especially with the same salary or same benefits. And when building a retirement strategy, it may be a smart move to factor in the possibility of leaving your career sooner than you'd like to. So ending up with some extra money is never a bad thing. Turning 50 may also be a good time to double check that your strategy is balanced, doesn't contain too much risk or too little risk. Sometimes when people turn age 50, they learn that they're lagging a bit behind in terms of their retirement savings, and they then put their assets at too much risk in an effort to quickly catch up. So conversely, an excess of caution may also have a negative impact on your eventual retirement lifestyle. A financial strategy that balances your assets and goals is one of the best reasons to work with an experienced financial services professional. 50 plus catch-up provisions may be an option for those who are falling short or where they'd like a nest egg to be. So, for example, in 2023, those 50 and older can contribute an extra $1,000 to an IRA or a Roth IRA beyond the standard $6,500 cap. Folks who are self-employed and are also 50 and older, and let's say you had a which is a savings incentive match plan, can kick in an additional $3,500 above the current $15,500 limit. And those with 401ks through their employer, they can contribute an additional $7,500 beyond the 2023 limit of $22,500. And when you're still working, you can also establish a Roth IRA. And that's currently, as I had mentioned, $7,500 limit for people who are 50 and older. It likely won't shock many of today's listeners that if a person turns 50 and is still carrying a large amount of debt, it may be smart to pay it down as quickly as possible, other than your mortgage. Once your other debts are paid off, you can then focus on paying off your mortgage before you retire. And if you head into retirement without any debt, it may position you to enjoy more adventures and a better overall lifestyle. Next, you should be thoughtful about taking on college debt. It's common for parents in their 50s to take on way too much college debt because they didn't realize a 529 account when they and their children might have been younger. So some parents use a home equity loan, another credit source, to pay the cost of their child's college education. That strategy could potentially leave them with a significant amount of debt they won't be able to address before they reach their preferred retirement age. Admittedly, there aren't any easy answers for people in this position, because for many of us, sending our kids to college is one of our biggest ambitions. One possible solution is to have your kids take out loans in their own names, and then you help them with part of their monthly payments. Turning 50 may also be an ideal time to reassess your healthcare strategy. And I don't mean your roster of insurance products, which is something I'll touch on shortly. I mean personal healthcare choices that you need to make. If your diet and exercise routine at age 50 leaves something to be desired, you may still have time to make some positive changes before you retire. Trade the lunchtime pizza buffet for a fresh salad. Consider giving up an hour of streaming TV for an hour-long walk while listening to a podcast or audiobook. And don't forget that these aren't just good for your waistline and your overall health, they're also good for your finances, today and into your retirement. I mentioned health insurance products a minute ago, so let's spend some time on those. If you're in good health when you turn 50, it may be easy to imagine that you'll be just as healthy when you turn 65 or 70. But doing so may be an unwise financial move. And ultimately, none of us knows what kind of shape our health will be in a handful of years down the road, especially with each passing birthday. In my opinion, long-term care, insurance, and planning may be the most important health planning for someone turning 50. Many older people will eventually need some kind of long-term care services during their retirement, and as we've noted many times on previous shows, long-term care services can be very costly. In fact, it's so expensive, it takes a massive bite out of your savings very quickly. And for some, long-term planning may provide a degree of financial protection, but however, as you grow older and begin to have health challenges, it may become harder to find long-term care insurance or planning for that at a price that fits into your budget. But if you purchase long-term care and/or plan it out when you're age 50 and in good health, you'll have perhaps avoided one of the largest retirement traps out there and at a better price that may allow you to maintain your retirement lifestyle. So beyond long-term care planning and insurance, I'd recommend working with a financial services professional to devise a life insurance strategy. And if you were to die prematurely or unexpectedly, you don't want the people you love to manage financial challenges while they're still trying to come to terms with your passing. We should next discuss the possibility of divorce, even though it may not be the most enjoyable of subjects. So if you're 50 and happily married, you should still entertain the possibility of an eventual divorce and plan accordingly. How might it impact your retirement goals? Would a divorce make it hard to maintain your lifestyle on just your savings alone? Next, those turning 50 may want to update their key documents. And during my career, I've seen many people make this potentially harmful mistake. First, make sure you've gone through the enhanced planning process with a financial services professional. And second, be sure to update key documents immediately whenever the need arises. In fact, we always tell people to put this on a schedule for every few years at the most for any updates or changes, especially in rules, regulations, and laws where you live. If you enjoyed the show today, please visit optfinancial.com, click on resources and podcasts, and also be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, or Spotify. And finally, if you want more information on what we discussed today, give us a call. 603-357-2254. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you for joining us for Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Dwayne Goodell at Optimum Wealth LLC at 603-357-1084 or visit optfinancial.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Optimum Wealth, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of New Hampshire. Insurance products and services are offered through Optimum Benefits. Optimum Wealth, LLC, and Optimum Benefits are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.